Welcome to Off Camera with Ella Chang,
Avery Cohen,
and Vivi Shea. This is our podcast where we talk about everything entertainment.
This week's episode is all about The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Okay, so on the show adaptation of The Summer I Turned Pretty, the series is a charming and emotional journey that brings Jenny Han's novel to the screen. It centers on Belly Coughlin.
Conklin?
As she returns to the beach house where she spent past summers with her family and the Fisher Boys, Conrad and Jeremiah. Throughout the summer, Belly finds herself in a love triangle dealing with her evolving relationships and the brothers.
And becoming a woman.
relationships with the brothers and her own coming of age challenges. The show captures the unforgettable moments that define a pivotal summer. It's a heartfelt and relatable story about growing up and finding oneself amidst the backdrop of the sun, sand, and sea.
A backdrop of the sun, sand.
Okay, so let's start off with a quick character introduction. We have Jeremiah Fisher, who is the youngest. Fisher boy. Yeah. And it's played by Gavin Castellano,
I think. Yeah. And then we have Conrad Fisher, who is the older brother to Jeremiah Fisher.
Played by Chris Briney.
Yes.
Sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, well, you did, so.
I'm sorry. Then we have Susanna Fisher, who's the mom of Jeremiah and Conrad Fisher. Don't know who she's played by, but yeah.
Yeah, not as important.
Yeah.
And then we have Stephen Coughlin.
Conklin. So close.
Sorry, I have it spelled wrong here. Who is he played by?
I don't know.
That's not really relevant.
But you know.
He's Belly's older brother.
And then we have Isabella Conklin, who goes by Belly. Not sure why. I don't know why Bella wasn't good enough.
Yeah. Or Izzy. Or Izzy. Or anything else.
Issa. Anyways, Belly is the main character, and she's Stephen Conklin's little sister. And the books follow her perspective, except for the last one.
It's basically her story.
Yeah, it's her story.
Then we have... Sky Fisher.
Oh my God.
Sky Fisher is the Jeremiah and Conrad's cousin. Okay, that's all I have to say about her.
We don't know who she's played by. We don't really care.
She's a little controversial. Some people don't want her on the show.
Because she wasn't part of the books.
No, yeah. She's kind of just random.
And, like, she doesn't really fit in with, like, the cast chemistry.
At all.
And, like, in press interviews, you can kind of tell the cast doesn't really like her.
Yeah, she starts barking.
Yeah.
And she goes...
Yeah, you guys should.
She's like, I think I'll go first.
It's kind of like cringy to watch.
Yeah, secondhand embarrassment.
Yeah,
and her character also is not the best. She's like, she says some things about Susanna.
Yeah, we'll get into it.
Yeah.
Okay. So next, there's Taylor, which is
Belly's best friend. We also don't know who she's played by.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, Rain. We do. Rain. Yeah.
Oh, that's such a. Like Gen Z name, you know?
I know, it's really pretty.
So true.
It's like Stormy.
Stormy. You look like mommy, baby.
Next we have, I'll just go again, I guess.
I want to go.
Oh, shucks, hold up. And then after Taylor, we have Laurel Conklin, who is Stephen and Belly's mom. And Laurel's best friend is Susanna. And that's how... Conrad and Jeremiah know Belly and Stephen. They're all, like, really good family friends.
Yeah. Is there another person?
Yeah, there's two more.
Okay. Next, there's Cam Cameron.
And we love Cam Cameron.
He was Belly's first, like, love
everything,
interest.
Like, everything.
Yeah. He's perfect for her, but she's, like, obsessed with the Jeremiah, with the Fisher brothers, so she, like, drops him. But he's just, like, perfect. So, yeah, we love her.
And they met because she went to a bonfire and she didn't know anyone because...
Yeah. Well, she knew Conrad and Jeremiah, but they were, like, pretending.
They didn't know her. And then Stephen, obviously, she didn't want to hang out with him.
Yeah. Okay.
So, last person.
Last person, we have Nicole. Which, she's like, big in season one, but
in
she's
In season
not.
One, she's big.
Who's Nicole? I forgot.
Conrad's girlfriend.
Oh, sorry. But I thought that was the aunt. She is relevant, too.
She's relevant in season one, but not really season two. She only gets, like, what, 5 minutes of screen time?
Yeah. No, she gets, like, 30 seconds.
Yeah, 30 seconds.
Hi, Belly! And then she, like...
And then Belly freaks out. But, like, basically, Nicole, do you want to explain who she is? She's Conrad's girlfriend.
So, Nicole is Conrad's girlfriend. That's basic.
No, but, like, she's also, Belly's big sister for the debutante ball.
Because Belly decides to take place in the debutante thing.
Well, it's because,
Susanna
thinks it'd be a good idea for her.
Yeah.
Why don't we get into some controversial parts of the season? For example, Conrad singing.
That's in season two.
Where could my baby be? The Lord took her away from me. She's gone to heaven, so I got to be good, so I can see my baby when I leave.
Wait, this play the clip. World. See if you can play it on YouTube. Okay, so we're going to play a clip from... Before we play the clip, we should explain what's happening. Like, Conrad... Yeah.
This isn't season two. Why are... Okay, it's fine.
No, but it's a controversial part, because, like, people are kind of upset
about it. Yeah, we're doing controversial moments.
But basically, what happens is, at the end of season one... spoiler alert if you haven't seen it, but it has been out for a little while, so...
So, basically, Susanna has cancer.
Yeah, and it went away.
The call came early in the morning.
Sorry.
It went away, but then it came back, and she wasn't able to beat it, so she did die from cancer. Do you know what type? Leukemia?
Leukemia.
Yeah. So then Conrad is singing at...
Her funeral. And something that she used to always sing to, or something that
she used to sing to him.
It's
his mom. It's his mom who died.
Yeah.
It's like sweet, but he can't sing.
So this is a clip from the show.
Yeah, would have been cute if he could sing.
Yeah.
Here we go.
This is a song that she always asked me to play for her.
That was special.
He killed that.
Special. He should go on American Got Talent.
Yeah. It wasn't the best. But there's some people that are like, yeah, that was terrible. He shouldn't have done that. But then there's some people that are like, I understand it was his mom's funeral. Of course he was sad.
How many letters in Susanna?
Eight! So Chris Briney is not a singer.
No.
I'm not a singer. I've never claimed to be a singer.
I'm not a fighter. Never claimed to be a fighter. I'm going to some because I'm a world's best fighter. Something like that. So funny. It's not Bryce Hall. I love Bryce Hall. He's so funny.
He's so funny.
Him and Josh Richards. That they're so funny. Mm-hmm.
They're so unhinged. I love it.
I know. He was talking about this girl, and then she had she was like, I never did anything to hurt you. Like, I don't know why you're making fun of me. And then he was like, and then he made a response video, and it was so funny.
His response videos are always so
funny. Yeah, did you see the one about, like, the DJ one?
Yeah, no, that's what I was talking about. It was so funny. Anyways. Okay.
So that was kind of controversial, because, like, not controversial, but people were like, why is he singing? Like,
yeah, but then...
This is really embarrassing for him.
Yeah, but then other people were like, no, like, it's so sad. Like, I don't understand why he's so bad, because it's his mom's funeral.
But then he was just like, no, I'm just like a bad singer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Another huge controversial moment, like really big with fans, is Skye Fisher. Season two, Skye Fisher.
So basically, Susanna died, and then her aunt took her aunt, which is Skye's mom,
and Susanna's sister
took over the beach house, and they were gonna sell it. So basically, season two is just all the like Belly, Jeremiah, Conrad, and Steven trying to like
and Taylor
trying to like win back the beach
house.
It's
totally off the book.
No, yeah.
That never happened.
Skye's just kind of there, and she's like,
She's like selling of the house.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. That was in the books.
And
well, but like,
but Skye wasn't in it.
Yeah.
And so basically, Skye is just like, your mom wasn't an angel either. She didn't do da 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 da. Because basically, like, dead. So like, why are you saying?
Because basically, like, a million years ago, Susanna and her sister
got into a fight,
and that's why like Skye has never really like hung out with Jeremiah and Conrad because they're all cousins.
Yeah.
But basically, so then like Skye is trying to help her mom sell the house while also trying to like have a relationship with. Not like a good, like a friend, like a cousin relationship.
Yeah. But they don't want to because
they're trying to save the house.
Yeah.
And the dad refuses to step in and buy the house, even though mm-hmm. he has more than enough money to do
so. Yeah, he's like really rich.
Yeah. But he refuses to buy the house.
Wait, does Jeremiah live with the dad now?
Probably.
Yeah, most likely.
Because Conrad goes to Harvard or Brown? Brown?
He goes to Brown. But then he, like, transferred to Stanford at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but it's also controversial because Skye Fisher was never part of the books. And it's, like, kind of like to all the book, like, the people who read the books and wanted the series. It was kind of like a, like, slap in the face.
Because she wasn't really necessary.
She wasn't necessary.
She was kind of just there.
Yeah. Because
in the books, it's the dad who's selling the house.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand why the dad couldn't have just sold the house.
Yeah, there was no point to have Skye in it.
Yeah. And she just, like, made some remarks that...
About Susanna. Just like, that made
people mad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And nobody really likes the actor, either.
Yeah, she gives secondhand embarrassment all the time.
In all the interviews.
Like, she does not know how to act right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's pretty silly.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Pretty silly. Next is,
In
Next
season one,
season one,
it was like Conrad and Belly's first kiss. It was during the 4th of July.
Yeah.
And, okay, so basically, it was the 4th of July, and...
It was the nighttime. They were,
on their little dock hut. And it was, like, a cute little moment, and they were about to kiss, and then Jeremiah came in with his stupid fireworks and literally shot a firework at them.
Yeah, in between them, so they would not kiss.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't in between them. It was, like, next to them, but it was really close.
Yeah.
So. And so, of course, they got distracted, and they didn't kiss, and it was really sad, and,
Yeah.
And then Jeremiah was like, I didn't see you guys out there.
Like, how could you not? Like, why would you just randomly set off a firework?
His eyes during that scene.
It's like...
He was so obsessive and gross.
Yeah, I know. I don't... We're all Team Conrad. Don't like Jeremiah.
Okay.
I don't understand what show Team Jeremiah people were watching. But, yeah.
It's just for his looks. Like,
yeah, but I personally cute. Think that
I think Conrad's Jeremiah's cuter. Ugly.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
He was, okay, so he's like, I think he was cute in season one, but then, like, after you, like, get to know him and, like, who he is, and then, like, his
ugly
actor,
personality, and ugly person,
and then his actor is really cringy, so then you can't, like,
oh my god, a sick talk.
It's hard to, like,
yeah, his internet footprint, Gavin's internet footprint is on
so
another
bad
level.
No,
so
and there's like recent ones from like 2022 that are still so bad.
It's like getting daily coffee,
he was filming,
like, Golden Retriever Boy, hashtag Golden Retriever,
and like, he couldn't cut his hair in between filming seasons,
so it got
like
so
really
long
and gross, and
let me see if I can find
some. He used to be a POV actor.
Yeah,
he used to be a 2020
like a TikTok
POV actor.
It's really that's how they found him. That's so bad, embarrassing.
That's so embarrassing.
Now he has like brand deals with like Italian like brands. Like how?
Really?
With that he's, internet.
Yeah,
footprint?
He's in Italy like all the time because he has like brand deals and stuff.
Interesting.
I think doesn't he have a deal with Armani? Like, isn't he one of the people?
What's Armani?
Like a luxury brand.
A luxury brand. Yeah.
It's an Italian luxury brand. But like, I thought it's like they have like a bunch of like stars. Like, I know like a few Riverdale people are in it, like in the deal.
I love Riverdale. We should do an episode on Riverdale.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Why not?
Yes.
Okay. And then so. Just his internet footprint's so bad.
It's really embarrassing. Like,
just search up Gavin Castellano.
TikTok.
2020, like old TikTok, and it'll come. So many things will come up.
There's so many. It's so bad.
It's so hard to watch, but like, they're so funny.
I know. Mm-hmm. It's. Okay. Next.
We should talk about now Conrad's outfits. Conrad's berry and cream fits.
No, Chris Briney, not
Chris
Conrad, the actor.
Chris Briney, yeah.
So basically, Chris Briney, he's an interesting guy. He.
His stylist might need to get fired.
Maybe.
Because he wore this suit. It might not be Jeremiah. I think it's Conrad who was with the Armani contract. Because he was at some Armani, like, fashion thing. And he wore that.
But it was like search up.
It was like this big, Conrad, like, I mean, Chris Briney. Berry and Cream Fit.
So basically, it was like this big red carpet thing. And he was wearing the suit. But it was, like, shorts, and then he had mismatched socks that were going up to his knees.
And then, like, combat boots.
It was really bad.
Wasn't his, like, bottoms, like a weird length? Like, it was,
They were, like, shorts, but they were, like, long and, like,
it was so bad.
Like, capris, right?
Yeah.
Capris. And then, like, his hair was, like, slicked back, so he had the biggest forehead ever.
So bad. You guys need to go look it up. It's really
and
bad.
And there was also this, like, one, like, photo shoot, like, the photosynthesis one. Oh my god.
He had a photo shoot where he was like covered in like plants and leaves and stuff.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. Oh, that's
and
so
it was
bad.
Really hard to just like look. He made some interesting style choices.
Yeah, but Conrad is much better. Much
better.
Yeah.
Okay,
next we have the fireplace scene versus the pool scene. So basically, the pool scene was with Jeremiah and the fireplace scene was with Conrad.
So the pool scene is Belly's kind of like in, but she hasn't gotten with Cameron yet, or has she? Or she broken up with him?
Yeah, broken up.
So she's broken up with Cam. So her and Cameron were dating, but I think it's like was too easy for her.
Yeah.
She was like, I need somebody that challenges me. She's also like in love with Conrad.
Like,
she's
had
a crush.
Love.
She's had a crush on. Oh, that looks like Piper Raquel's friend.
Gavin.
Gavin. He looks like Gavin.
Why does he look like he has, like, mascara?
Okay, he looks kind of good in that picture, though. He does. Okay, but the pool scene is, Belly does, like, night swims because they have a pool.
Yeah.
And...
Oh, sorry, I forgot to finish my sentence.
Yeah, and then her and Jeremiah have this big makeout scene in the pool, and then basically people were and Delicate by Taylor Swift played during that moment. So then people were really really like happy. Team Jeremiah people were happy, but then like Team Connor people were really really upset because they're like, why is she?
But then fireplace scene. Let's go.
Okay, so basically it's the winter. Belly and Conrad are dating.
Yeah. And it's Christmas time. Yes. And he takes her to the...
So Belly and Conrad are officially, like, together.
So cute.
And it's kind of awkward to explain, but Conrad picks up Belly and he drives her to the beach house. And it's snowing and it's, like, Christmas time and they... drink like hot cocoa and they have a little cringy moment about
say they sleep together in front of a fireplace and it's just basically this moment and then like the cameras like go a close-up of Conrad's back. So many people were talking about that. It's like a whole like montage of his back and the fireplace.
Remember that. I was setting the scenic route and Ella just jumped into
basically
it.
Okay, but yeah, so people are like comparing the two scenes, the pool scene and the fireplace scene.
Personally, I like the fireplace scene better because it's
too.
Just like more romantic.
It's also with Conrad and not Jeremiah.
Jeremiah is just the ick.
I hate Jeremiah.
Yeah, I'm fireplace scene.
Same.
Definitely.
Fireplace scene.
Okay, so why don't we move on to talk about like Sassy Connie, which was in season 2 during the end.
It's during the beginning.
Oh, it's during the beginning. Like,
no, it's the end.
It's
like the middle.
I thought it was the car ride.
Yeah.
Isn't that in the beginning?
That's in the middle. Okay. Kind of the end.
No, at the end.
At the end because it's after they saved the beach house.
No, it's on. I thought it was on the way to the beach house because they went and.
Sassy Connie is.
They saved
during
the
exam.
Yeah, they saved the house. They study for the exam.
And then
Yeah. I think.
So, why don't we explain some of the things, like, Conrad did, which is really funny.
So, well, let's explain why he was sassy. So, basically, he broke up with Belly, but then he still likes her, so he wants to, like, get back with her. But then Belly's, like, over him. He's like, no, like, let's just be friends. And she likes Jeremiah now. And so, Conrad has to take this exam so that he can, like, transfer to Stanford. But once he's finished with his exam, he walks out, and... Jeremiah and Belly are kissing on his car in his sweatshirt.
Oh, yeah. This
out
so
in his bad. College. It's so bad. So he walks out, and then he's like, and then he walks away.
Because at the time, Belly and Jeremiah were together, were they?
They weren't together.
No, they
but
weren't
they, like,
together,
they
but
liked
they
each other, yeah. But, like.
Yeah.
And so he walked away, and then Belly, like, chases after him, and then blah, blah, blah.
He gets in the car.
And yeah, and then they get in the car, and they're driving to just, like, home.
I think they're driving back to the beach house, right? Or are they dropping Belly off at her house?
Yeah, they're dropping Belly off home.
Because Steven already left, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so Conrad is just, like, angry, but he just doesn't act angry. He acts sassy, and it's really funny.
Mm-hmm. Who's the better kisser? Yeah, like, Jeremiah or
I? Just have one
more
question.
And then, like, they go to, like, this gas station.
Yeah.
And Belly stays in the car, and then Conrad and Jeremiah go into, like, the gas station, like, supermarket or whatever, and Jeremiah gets her Sour Patch Kids.
Swedish Fish.
No. I thought it was... No,
because then he's, like, Swedish Fish tastes like wax to Belly.
Oh, yeah. He gets her Swedish Fish, and Conrad's like, no, she doesn't like that. And he's like, I think I know what she likes.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, okay, whatever. And then
so
he gets her
the Swedish Fish.
Conrad gets Sour Patch, Jeremiah gets Swedish Fish.
Yes. And then they get back in the car, and then Belly's like, oh, my Sour Patch, my favorite.
And she's Conrad's like, oh, thanks, Jeremiah.
And then she's like, oh, I can eat both.
It's really awkward.
Yeah. And then, yeah, he's basically just, like, sassy the entire car ride. And then they have to stop at a motel, because it's like,
no, wait, forgot about that. Remember that one part in the car ride that he's like, so how do you like my sweatshirt?
Yeah, he's like, my sweatshirt looks really good on you, Mouse.
I know.
It's really funny.
And then he goes, I forgot, like, you're going to Finch College. I mean, it's still a good school.
No, he goes, I would have gone you a Stanford one, but Finch is fun.
Oh, yeah.
And it's funny.
That part was so funny.
Because Jeremiah's going to Finch, and he's going to Stanford. And so then basically they have to stop in a motel because the weather's, like, very bad, so they can't drive in it anymore. And what happens there?
They basically, there's only one bed.
Yeah. So Belly sleeps on the bed, and then Jeremiah and Conrad sleep next to, like, on the floor on either side.
And I'm not sure if this was, like, a hint or something, but when, like, they started sleeping, like, you know, like, Conrad's by Belly's left and Jeremiah is by Belly's right, and the Fisher Boys are sleeping on the ground. And there's this little clip where Conrad is shined with light.
Yeah, he's, like, golden.
Belly, and Jeremiah is
it's just
in
like
the dark.
Black and white.
So I don't know if it was, like, a little hint to, like,
yeah, but everybody's saying that, like, Jenny Han doesn't just, like, do things like
no,
that.
No, yeah.
So, and then he, basically, after he, like, found out, after he saw them kissing, he was like, I don't want you anymore. Like, I never did. And
oh,
then,
yeah. He goes, go, he says something like, go to Jeremiah. He's the one who wants you. Yeah. I never did.
And then during, when they're sleeping, he's like, what I said earlier, it's not true. Like, I still want you.
Oh,
yeah.
It's so good.
So cute.
Ooh.
And then
there's one more scene, which is really good. I recommend you guys to go watch that.
Which one?
It's the song to Exile.
Oh, that scene's
so sad. Yeah, it's so sad.
He leaves them. He's like, I'll go home. Like, blah, blah, blah. I'll just take an Uber home. And then he leaves, and he's so sad, and he starts crying.
Yeah, and
really
he sits
sad.
Against the wall, and then, like, the song, like, Exile. I think I've seen this film before.
The song Exile.
Yeah. This film before. Okay. And I didn't like the ending while he's, like, slowly on next to the wall, like, sitting down and crying.
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
It's so sad. And that's how, like, it ends.
I'm sorry. And then...
That's kind of the cliffhanger.
Rick and Jeremiah and Belly go, and he watches her volleyball.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the volleyball scene was so...
Oh, my God, the volleyball.
No, but I know. He was, like, cringing inside because he actually plays volleyball.
Yeah, the actor plays volleyball.
They were wearing pink knee pads.
Crop tops. Oh, my God. And their jersey said bad bleeps of their school.
Yeah, and Belly's jersey didn't say kill a bee
on the back.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So bad.
So bad. But... Yeah,
Dua Lipa start playing?
Yes. it was so bad.
So bad.
That's basically where it ends up.
Yeah.
And Steven is Team Conrad and Taylor. Oh, they start dating, too.
Yeah.
Taylor, that's a huge part of that.
Yeah, we kind of forgot to mention that. She was dating this, like, singer who's, like...
A douchebag.
Yeah, he's freaking terrible.
Milo, he's a douche.
Yeah, then they have, like, a party, and then Milo comes, and he's like, she only wants me, like, she doesn't want you. And then there's a really cute moment where she's like, you don't even know my middle name. And then Steven knows it. And it's really cute.
So yeah.
They start dating.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Yeah. So they're,
They're like the most, they're like the healthiest relationship.
Yeah.
Actually, I kind of like.
Well, it's not that hard to meet the standard.
Compared to
messy, yeah. Messy belly.
Belly.
Okay.
I don't
Why don't
we
say whether
belly.
We're like Team Conrad or Team Jeremiah?
I'm Team Conrad.
Conrad. I'm Team Conrad just because, like, they understand.
Not just because,
like,
I just hate Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Jeremiah's and then should we rate season one?
Yeah. We kind of didn't talk about, like, anything that happened
but
in
like,
the entire
show. But, like, we
could
still, like, rate it. But yeah. We talk about, like, pivotal moments.
Yeah. Oh, we should probably also talk about the prom scene.
Oh, yeah.
That was
yeah.
a pretty
so,
big moment.
So, well, Conrad, when Conrad and Belly were dating, it was over Belly's prom. So, Conrad took Belly to prom, but, like, he kind of, like,
this
forgot.
This is when he knew
that Susanna was going to die.
Yeah. So, he was, like, really sad.
He was, like, wrecked. Inside.
And, like, yeah. So he didn't give her a corsage.
He forgot his corsage at his college, and he was just, like,
and
he didn't want to dance.
He didn't want to, like, hang out with her friends, mm-hmm. And then she was, like, what's wrong? And he's, like, nothing, and then he left.
Yeah. Oh, and the
and
part where it's, like,
up.
I thought you knew.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
in season two.
Yeah.
There's this whole part where, like, Conrad's...
It's, like, the first...
Jeremiah tells Belly...
It's
that,
a party.
Oh, so that's
it's party,
the party, yeah.
And Jeremiah's like, he came to me to, like, get permission to date you. And then she's like, what? Like, you loved me that much? And then he's like, I thought you knew.
I thought you knew. And Belly's like, I would have fought for us. I would have fought for the relationship. But, yeah, it's such a good scene.
Yeah.
So why don't we rate season one?
Okay, should we just do season one and two at the same time?
Yeah, season one and two.
Okay, so I'll do season both. All of both seasons. Like, season one... It's just like the OG season. Like, I kind of love it. Like,
yeah,
I'm going to give it 5 out of 5.
I feel
five.
Like that's what you say every single time.
Yeah,
because
the OG. OG's always better. 5 out of 5.
Okay.
And then season two is like 3.8 out of 5.
Okay.
Oh, me? Okay.
Yeah.
I would say season one is a 4.8, and then season two is a 5 out of 5 because it has all the cute Conrad moments.
A 5 out of 5 for season two.
Yes.
No, because it has like all the flashbacks of Conrad and Belly dating, and it's cute, and I like it.
That's true. But
I think season one, it's like it's better. Solid. It's like 4.7, but season two is like.
No.
I think season two is like a 4.85. I think it's just like I just like all the moments with Conrad. Like, I don't know.
This
the Conrad
is
moments are just insane.
Conrad, I don't understand why people are Team Belly because she ruined two brothers'
if
perfect
it ends
relationships.
With Team Belly, like,
I hate,
it,
like,
if it doesn't end how the third book end, I'm actually.
I hate
die.
When there's, I hate when there's like a trio, what's it called? A love triangle.
Yeah.
And people are like Team the girl. Like, Team Belly,
what?
Team Katniss,
no.
Team Elena.
Team,
like, team.
Team. What's that girl's name from My Love? Jackie?
Team Jackie.
Team Bella. It's just like, no,
it's
stop.
Like, no.
Pick a side.
Yeah, it's not that hard. And also, Belly, she like tore two bros apart, and now they're like angry at each other. So
while their mom was dying.
Yeah, like.
Like,
she,
come on.
And then, it's not good. And always the girls in the love triangles always.
Okay. That was Off Camera with Avery Cohen.
Ella Chang.
And Vivi Shea. Make sure and tune in next week at 8. Now back to the music.